Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Will you be so kind to take your seats, please, so that we can get started again and continue our discussions on agenda item 8. I hope everybody enjoyed his lunch. Sitting in this room, you should almost forget the real world outside and that the sun is shining. Just before the lunch break, ladies and gentlemen, we had an intervention from the delegation of the United States. During the lunch, it has been brought to my attention that there is an additional LIM document, LIM 15. I had missed that one. And on page 2, 3, and 4, there is an amended proposal for new work for the development of risk management recommendations, guidance for veterinary drugs for which no ADI and MRL has been recommended. It is my pleasure to give the floor to the delegation of the USA to give further clarification on, let's say, first of all, on this item, and we have dealt with it, and we come back to the proposal of CCMAS on biotech. Delegation of the USA, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am representing the United States and not the Codex Committee on Veterinary Drug Residues. The proposal for new work to develop recommendations and guidance for veterinary drugs with no ADI or MRL, we believe, is a very good idea. We support that. But we think there is additional information that is important and can be very helpful to countries who are trying to determine whether or not a specific veterinary drug that may be used in their country has actually been evaluated by the JECFA and what the JECFA conclusions were. So there are many reasons that a veterinary drug having been reviewed by JECFA would not receive an ADI or an MRL. Some of those reasons are due to concerns of public health significance, such that any residues of those drugs would be considered to be unsafe. But there are many other veterinary drugs that are evaluated by the JECFA that simply do not have sufficient information for the JECFA to come to a conclusion on an adequate ADI or an MRL. And the United States believes that it's important for countries to have that information so that they know that, first of all, that it has been evaluated by the JECFA, and secondly, why the JECFA came to the conclusion that it could not establish an ADI or MRL. So the new wording as proposed in LIM 15 basically keeps what was originally proposed through the CCR-BDF and adds that additional component in which all veterinary drugs without an ADI or MRL that had been evaluated by JECFA would be included, and the reasons for the inability to set an ADI or MRL. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Dr. Sundloff, the chair of the CCR-VDF, for this explanation. Ladies and gentlemen, indeed, if we look into LIM 15, let's say already in the title of the project document, there you see these substantial changes and amendments. Given the fact that not only the title but also the text is amended, and I guess that it is appropriate for the committee itself to reflect upon it before it can be endorsed by the Commission, and I guess that we should not run into a lengthy discussion here reflecting on the many amendments in this proposal. My proposal to the Commission is, at this particular time, not to endorse this proposal for new work as amended in LIM 15, but to thank the delegation to the USA for the good work to improve it further, to send it back, that in May next year the CCR-VDF can look into this amended document and, in case they agree, can have a new proposal submitted for consideration by the CCXEC next year. This is what I propose regarding the second proposal of the CCR-VDF. And hopefully this is acceptable to you, particularly at this late stage, you have most likely not have a full opportunity to study this document. Is this acceptable? That seems to be the case. I see the flag of the European Community. Community, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Donc, effectivement, là, comme vous le savez, la communauté européenne attache une importance grande à la poursuite de ces travaux. Nous avons consulté avec beaucoup d'attention le document LIM numéro 15 préparé par la délégation américaine. Nous pensons également que les modifications qui sont proposées sont quand même très, très nombreuses et très importantes et qu'il est certainement opportun de renvoyer ce texte au comité afin qu'il y ait un grand niveau de consensus avant de s'engager dans ces nouveaux travaux. Donc nous supportons votre proposition que vous venez de faire. Merci.
Thank you, representative of the European Community. That means support. And so thanks to the USA for amending this proposal. It has been referred, and hopefully we can have a new proposal at the time of our next year's session. Before the meeting, we also touched upon the proposal from the CCMS. We are still on table one. Guidelines on criteria for methods for the detection and identification of foods derived from biotechnology. As I mentioned in the CCXX, some controversy, but at the end of the day, there was agreement to recommend endorsement. It is proposal 10 in the English version on page 24. There you will see proposal document 10. USA, you wish to have to make a comment? USA, please. Or
thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to see, I believe, New Zealand or others go before we go. That's possible.
I notice you have agreement on division of labor. I see the flag of New Zealand. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Chairman. As you have mentioned earlier on, when considering this issue, this matter was discussed at the recent meeting of the Executive Committee. We do recall the discussions at that committee and some of the factors that were of concern to a number of members, including us. We have some concerns about this project's proposal simply because of its lack of clarity and some of the practical implications of this proposed new work. At the committee, we had expressed some concerns about the fact that there are no codex methods currently specified in any of the biotech standards. And we had some concerns also about the potential for this work to duplicate work undertaken by other organizations. And we also had a view that if such guidance was in fact necessary, we felt perhaps the FAO or the WHO as parent bodies might be in a more appropriate source for such guidance. So those concerns for us remain. Our major concern basically is that there is a lack of clarity for us anyway in terms of what might be the practical impact or implications of these guidelines in this area. So we have some continuing concerns, and our clear preference would be, as with the previous, I think, for some further discussions so that we have better clarity around the project proposal before embarking on this piece of work. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Delegation of New Zealand. This is basically also, I guess, what you said at the time of the Executive Committee, where others were in favor. If there are no further comments, sorry. Yes. Canada and then Australia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Canada shares similar views to the delegation of New Zealand. We're of the view that since no codex provisions or standards have been agreed on, that we have concerns about taking on new work at this time in CC Mass to recommend guidelines for criteria. Thank you.
Thank you, delegation of Canada. Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Australia shares the same sort of views. We are, as a commission, going through quite a number of new proposals for work, and we will also be discussing budgetary constraints and the scale of work that the Commission is taking on later in the agenda. From our perspective, while this may be a future area of work, we don't see it as something that is essential for the Commission to sign off at this meeting, particularly given the absence of any standards where this work is required. Thank you.
Thank you, delegation of Australia. Delegation of Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Japan supports the revision of guidelines on estimation of uncertainty of results as a new work of CCPR. We also strongly believe that this work should be progressed in close relation with CCMAS, as we have just adopted guidance on measurement, uncertainty and uncertainty of sampling as a new work of CCMAS. Thank you.
Thank you, delegation of Japan. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there's here some confusion at the head table. Let's make clear. We have two working documents, as I introduced to you before the lunch break, Alinorum 08/31/9 and Addendum 1. I am still on the first document on table 1. And after finalizing this one, then we move on to the addendum. The European Community, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Nous avons exprimé à plusieurs reprises que ces travaux ont pour nous une grande importance. Nous pensons effectivement qu'il est très important de se mettre d'accord sur le plan international sur des critères qui permettent de déterminer quelles sont les méthodes appropriées pour la détection et l'identification des aliments dérivés des biotechnologies. Nous pensons que ça permettrait de résoudre un grand nombre de conflits sur le plan international qui peuvent apparaître. Donc nous sommes tout à fait favorables à la poursuite de ces travaux. Merci.
Thank you, representatives of European Community. Mali, please. And let us see the US.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. À l'instar de l'Union européenne et d'autres délégations qui sont exprimées, nous réitérons notre soutien au projet d'élaboration de la directive sur les critères et les méthodes d'identification des aliments dérivés des biotechnologies. Puisqu'encore une fois, nos consommateurs ont toujours besoin de savoir ce qu'elles consomment. Et aujourd'hui, ce problème de biotechnologie est un problème préoccupant à tous les niveaux et chacun voudrait savoir si le produit qu'il consomme a ces éléments ou non. Donc nous soutenons fermement ce travail. Merci.
Thank you, delegation of Mali. Delegation of Jordan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. يؤيد الأردن كذلك وضع خطوط توجيهية بشأن المعايير الخاصة بطرق قصد وتحديد الأغذية المستمدة من التكنولوجيا الحيوية بالتعاون مع لجنة طرق التحاليل، خاصة وأنها مهمة للدول النامية من أجل سلامة الأغذية. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, delegation of Jordan. Then I go to the delegation of Egypt. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. في الواقع هناك أكثر من جهة علمية تقوم بهذا النشاط في الكشف وتحديد مستوى هذه النوعية من الأغذية المستمدة أو المنتجة بالهندسة الوراثية. لذا نرى المضي قدما في إعداد هذه الدلائل الإرشادية منعا للإزدواجية، وحتى تكون هناك جهة واحدة هي المسؤولة عن وضع هذه الدلائل. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, delegation of Egypt. Indonesia, please.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Indonesia also would like support to adopt this guideline to New York, because this matter is very important, especially for the trade facilitation. Thank you.
Thank you, delegation of Indonesia. I see the flag of the USA and Switzerland, and I'm inclined then to close the list. USA, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. While the U.S. believes that the project document before us should be returned to CCMS so that the scope of the document can be broadened, and we also support previous interventions to that effect, the methods of detection and analysis are not limited to GM or GE products, but are also relevant to allergens and contaminants. Despite our preference for returning the document to CCMS for further consideration of the scope, we recognize that significant effort has been expended to get us where we are today. In this spirit, we could agree to the project document if one change could be made to it. In our view, the relevance of this work relates to current codex texts, as referred to in Section 6 of the project document, and not to ongoing discussions, as indicated in Paragraph 2 of Section 2. We would recommend deleting the first part of the second paragraph of Section 2 that begins, "In view of ongoing discussions." The deletion would end before the word "difficulties." We would then add the words "recognizing the" in front of "difficulties," so that the sentence would now read, "recognizing the difficulties with the practical application of new technology in this area, the committee proposed to develop recommendations with respect to criteria for methods of analysis and for quality control measures that should be introduced in laboratories offering GM analysis. The U.S. would be willing to support this work with a slight modification. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, delegation of the USA. Maybe you will be so kind to repeat that slowly. We are on page 25, and you had proposed an amendment in the second paragraph under two relevance and timeliness. Will you be so kind to slowly repeat your suggested amendment, please?
Yes, I will. Recognizing the difficulties with the practical application of new technology in this area, the committee proposed to develop recommendations with respect to criteria for methods of analysis and for quality control measures that should be introduced in laboratories offering GM analysis.
Thank you, delegation of USA. Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a point of clarification for procedural matters. The Commission, at this point of time, we are not adopting or amending the project documents. Project documents are stand-alone document, and they are the documents that provide supportive information to enable an informed decision at the Executive Committee and the Commission. Of course, once a project is approved, the committee to which new work is assigned will be under the moral obligation to embody the ideas and steps and areas of work as defined by the project document. But we have written to the United States, and they have been talking to Section 2 of this document, which is entitled Relevance and Timeliness. Therefore, this is a part of the information which was meant to support our decision, but really not bind or influence the future work of the Committee on Methods Analysis. Rather, if any proposals being put forward and agreed by this Commission in relation to the content itself, such as those mentioned in main aspects to be covered, or indeed any modification to the necessity of scientific advice, or indeed timeline, this Commission is perfectly in a position to take those modified conditions and record them in the report and consider the new work proposal as approved with the condition attached to it. However, we are a bit in an awkward situation to discuss modification to Section 2 of the project document that would not really change the course of action, but rather the points made by the United States could be made or repeated again in future sessions of the Committee on Methods Analysis to ensure that those points are well taken into account by the committee if the new work is to be approved. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, for this clarification. I have two other countries on the list, Switzerland and Botswana. Just raising the flag before I close the list. Okay, but Argentina, then you are absolutely the last one. And I see still the flag of the United States. No, ladies and gentlemen, I really have... We have closed the list. I have... I have the USA, Botswana, Argentina, India, Switzerland, and the EC, and that's it. USA, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With the comments of the Secretary in mind, the U.S. then would... then we do believe that the project document should be returned to CCMAS so that the scope of the document can be broadened and supports previous interventions to that effect from others. Thank you.
Thank you, Delegation USA. Botswana, please.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, for the interest of the developing countries, which the last but three speakers mentioned, I would suggest that the criteria for the methods for detection and identification of fruits derived from biotechnology, that there should be, the proposal should go ahead for new work, since it benefits most developing countries, for which Botswana is one. Thank you.
Thank you, Delegation Botswana. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad, ya a esta altura no sé qué decir. Argentina quería apoyar la propuesta que había realizado Estados Unidos de modificar el segundo párrafo respecto de la pertinencia y oportunidad, dado que las directrices sobre criterios y relativos a los métodos para detección, entendemos que no se aplicarían solamente en función de cuestiones de etiquetado. Es como que la pertinencia y la oportunidad señalada en este párrafo estaría prejuzgando respecto del destino que se le daría a esta cuestión, y posiblemente haya países que no tengan disposiciones específicas para etiquetado de OGM, pero que igualmente quieran detectar si existen partidas de OGM que no están aprobados en su país en base a los principios de análisis de riesgo que han establecido. Por lo tanto, Argentina sería partidaria de la modificación de este párrafo. Gracias.
Thank you, delegation of Argentina. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We would like to support new work. And the reason we would like to state is that if GM food is to address the problem of global shortage of food due to factors like adverse climatic conditions, lack of arable land, invasion by pests, etc., safety of imported or domestically produced staple GM crop may be of primary concern. Codex guidelines on detection methods would facilitate trade and ensure that the rights of consumers as regards GM foods are paid due consideration. And particularly in the case of developing countries, such harmonized guidelines would help in facilitating their trade. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, delegation of India. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very briefly, Switzerland supports the new work in this field because we consider it to be of an area of high priority for Codex. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, delegation of Switzerland. And finally, representative of the European Community, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je voudrais simplement commencer par rappeler que les discussions sont en cours au CCMAS depuis de très nombreuses années et que nous pensons qu'il est maintenant temps de passer à l'action et de enfin développer ces critères permettant d'avoir ces méthodes harmonisées au niveau international pour la détection des denrées alimentaires produites par les biotechnologies. Nous comprenons que certaines délégations ont des préoccupations lorsqu'on mentionne des éléments relatifs à l'étiquetage des denrées génétiquement modifiées. Donc nous étions prêts à accepter la modification proposée par les États-Unis dans la section sur la pertinence des travaux. Néanmoins, il semble que ce soit impossible à faire. Donc peut-être pourrions-nous refléter dans le rapport de cette réunion les préoccupations exprimées par certaines délégations de façon à ne pas perdre une fois de plus une nouvelle année et de relancer les discussions au niveau du CCMAS qui maintenant devrait se concentrer sur la production de quelque chose de ces fameux critères pour les méthodes d'analyse plutôt que de encore rediscuter le document de projet. Donc ma proposition serait d'accepter les nouveaux travaux en insérant un paragraphe dans le rapport expliquant les préoccupations qui ont été notamment présentées par la délégation américaine. Merci.
Thank you, representatives of the European Community. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess we have had a rich debate. Let me check briefly with the Codex Secretary. Well, ladies and gentlemen, following the discussion, by and large, it was the same exchange of arguments we also heard in the CCXEC. My understanding of the proposal made by the delegation to the USA was a little bit to separate this proposal from the labeling issue. All of us know how sensitive that is in the area of biotechnology. So what I would propose following our discussion is that the Commission endorse the project document as it reads on the guidelines on criteria for methods for detection and identification, that we include in our report the message conveyed by the delegation of USA regarding the second paragraph of 2, and that we also request CCMAS to look into the matter when starting to elaborate this new piece of work. And I guess that it is appropriate that in the report also the names of delegations are mentioned who has expressed reservations. Ladies and gentlemen, USA, maybe can you, in writing, submit your proposal to the Secretary?
Yes, we can do that, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's very helpful. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I said this morning, I tried to adopt all these proposals in step in table one en bloc. We have, to summarize, the second proposal from the CCRVDF, not endorsed but referred back to the CCRVDF. We have endorsed the proposal on CCMAS, and I would like to seek the support from the Commission for all the other proposals. I see the flag of Cuba. Cuba, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Antes de que se someta todo el cuadro de las propuestas, Cuba desea proponer un nuevo tema objeto de trabajo por el Códex sobre el que ya habíamos trabajado con el Comité del Códex sobre frutas y hortalizas frescas, referido a la revisión de las disposiciones de la norma del Códex para aguacate. Esta es una norma, la Códex Stan 197 del 95, que fue adoptada en el año 1995, y Cuba solicita su revisión en base a que se trata de un alimento altamente difundido por el mundo.
Excuse me, delegation of Cuba, that I interrupt you. That is in our second document. So please wait a minute. When we arrive at our second working document, there are proposals for new work on those issues you just mentioned. We are not yet there. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I seek your support that we can en bloc endorse all the other proposals in Table 1 of our document Alinorum 08/31/9, and I take that you are in agreement. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, then we move on in the same document to Table 2. Proposals for the discontinuation of work, and we have two proposals, one from the CCRVDF, that is to discontinue work on MRLs for flumiquine in black tiger shrimp and in shrimps, and a proposal from the Food Hygiene Committee, an annex to the Code of Hygienic Practice for egg and egg products, as indicated with the references. I'm not aware that in the executive committee we had a specific discussion. We have seen no written comments. So I propose to the Commission that we endorse the proposals made by these two committees, and that is to discontinue these pieces of work. And I see no flags, so this has been endorsed. Thank you very much. So then, ladies and gentlemen, then we move on to our second working document, which is Alinorm 08/31/9 at addendum 1. Again, proposals for new work, but it includes matters arising after the 15th of March of this year. You see again a table 1 and a table 2. We will concentrate, first of all, again on the proposals for new work in table 1. And I would like to draw your attention to the relevant paragraphs in the report of the meeting of the Executive Committee last week. It starts with paragraphs 91, 94 on the proposals from the Codex Committee for Contaminants in Food. We have in paragraphs 95 and 97 proposals from the CCPR. We have a series of proposals from the Food Additives Committee, two proposals from the Food Labeling Group Committee, and then we have 4 proposals from the Codex Committee for Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, and finally 1 from the Codex Committee on Natural Mineral Waters. As I expect some discussion on the proposals from the Scottish Committee for Fresh Food and Vegetables. I will slightly proceed here in a different way. Not the whole list en bloc, but I first of all, as my understanding is that the Executive Committee recommended endorsement of the proposals from the Contaminants Committee, the CCPR, the Food Additives, and the Food Labeling. I would propose that we endorse as Commission en bloc the proposals from the Contaminants Committee, the Pesticide Committee, the Food Additives Committee, and the Food Labeling Committee, taking into account the observations and the recommendations made by the Executive Committee. Is that acceptable to the Commission? I see the flag of Norway. Norway, please.
Thank you, Chair. Norway has some comments on the proposal from the Contaminant Committee on maximum levels for total aflatoxins in Brazil nuts. In our opinion, it is not sufficiently documented which maximum levels can reasonably be achieved by using good agricultural practices, good manufacturer practices, and or the newly developed code of practice for Brazil nuts. This new work on maximum levels for total aflatoxins in Brazil nuts should be postponed until it can be documented which levels of aflatoxins can be achieved after use of these practices. Norway is of the opinion that more focus should be given to investigate which maximum levels can reasonably be achieved with the use of good manufacturing practices, good agricultural practices, and or code of practices procedures. Also, for the purpose of having maximum levels developed more efficiently and getting time to focus on other prioritized tasks, we would like to suggest that the Contaminant Committee focus on the development of code of practices and the documented results of use before starting to discuss maximum levels. Experience from using the code of practices might then facilitate discussions on maximum levels in the Contaminant Committee. We are also of the opinion that emphasizing the development and a more widely used of codex code of practice procedures might be an alternative way forward in some cases compared to an extensive development of new maximum levels. Does Norway suggest to postpone the proposed new work on maximum levels for total aflatoxin in Brazil nuts until it is documented which levels of aflatoxins in this commodity can be reasonably achieved? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Delegation of Norway, and your comments are included in Lim 7. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Switzerland would like to address the work proposal for the development of the Code of Practice for the Prevention and Reduction of Ochratoxin A Contamination in Coffee. And this is given, the new work proposal is given in Project Document 13. Mr. Chairman, we realize, and it also stated in the document, project document, we realize and we note that the FAO has done a lot of work in this field already. And although the project document states clearly that work will be undertaken based on the FAO guidelines for the prevention and of mold formation in coffee, we believe that based on the fact that the Codex Committee on Contaminants has a heavy workload, and taking into account the fact that FAO has done a lot of work in the field, and trying to avoid duplication of work, maybe we would propose that before embarking on work in this field, the committee should first of all identify the gaps which exist before starting off work in on the development of the code of practice for the prevention and reduction of ochratoxin A contamination in coffee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Delegation of Switzerland. I see the flags of Brazil and then Argentina. Brazil, please.
Grazie, signor Presidente. Brasil apoia firmemente estes dois novos trabalhos, tanto para os níveis máximos de aflatoxina em castanha de Brasil e o outro trabalho do Código de Prática para a Prevenção e Redução de Ocratoxina em Café. Brasil foi encarregado de coordenar os dois grupos de trabalho e está firmemente trabalhando para ter os dados disponíveis de maneira a permitir que o Comitê de Contaminantes conclua os níveis máximos como planeado no projeto de documento 12 sobre os níveis de aflatoxina e 13 para o café. E creio que a opinião do Comitê Executivo aporta informações importantes sobre esta questão de los datos e apoiamos a decisão do Comitê Executivo de que a Comissão apruebe estes dois novos trabalhos. Muito obrigado, Sr. Presidente.
Thank you, delegation of Brazil. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina apoya la recomendación realizada por el Comité Ejecutivo respecto de estos dos nuevos trabajos del Comité de Contaminantes, de la misma manera que apoyamos lo señalado por Brasil, que fue también lo que se dijo durante la reunión del Comité Ejecutivo, que se tenía la certeza de que iban a estar los datos disponibles para que se pudiera avanzar en el establecimiento de límites máximos. Debemos recordar que los límites máximos no solo contribuyen a garantizar la salud de los consumidores en aquellos países que lo aplican, sino que también facilitan de una manera segura, tanto desde el punto de vista técnico como legal, el comercio de alimentos. Por lo tanto, no es lo mismo que un código de prácticas. Y respecto del Código de Prácticas para Prevenir y Reducir la Contaminación de Ocratoxinas en Café, creemos que parte del trabajo del Comité, una vez que se apruebe este nuevo trabajo, puede ser identificar las lagunas que ya existen o que existen en los documentos que se han realizado, pero no podemos confundir lo que puede ser una recomendación de la FAO con un documento aprobado por el Codex. Gracias.
Thank you, delegation of Argentina. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Colombia, como uno de los principales productores de café, apoya la elaboración del Código de Prácticas para prevenir y reducir la contaminación con ocratoxina y está dispuesto para más adelante aportar datos sobre una posible determinación de niveles máximos. Nos sumamos a la propuesta de Brasil y a la propuesta también o a la determinación del Comité Ejecutivo de seguir en adelante con esos trabajos. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, delegation of Colombia. And I see also the flag of El Salvador. El Salvador, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. El Salvador desea también presentar su posición con respecto a apoyar la elaboración de la propuesta del nuevo trabajo sobre Código de Prácticas para Prevenir y Reducir la Contaminación de Ocratoxina en el Café. Para El Salvador, el café es un producto interesante y de primer nivel para su economía. Por lo tanto, deseamos contar con una referencia técnica que nos permita contribuir, ¿verdad?, a un mejor comercio en este producto. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, delegation of El Salvador. I see the flag of Kenya. Kenya, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The delegation of Kenya would like to support this work on the code of practice for the prevention and reduction of ocratoxin A in the contamination of coffee. As one of the major producers of exporters of coffee, we think this is very important as a food safety issue, and we would like to support the continuance of this work. Thank you.
Thank you, delegation of El Salvador. Kenya. And then finally, Bolivia, ladies and gentlemen, I guess there's a lot of support, which is very good because I propose to adopt these proposals for new works, or was more looking for reservations. So I'm inclined to close the list, but give the floor to Bolivia, please. Hopefully also to express support. Bolivia. Delegation of Bolivia. No?
No, Cameroon. Instead of Bolivia, we have Cameroon and Costa Rica.
Okay.
For Bolivia, mic is broken. Where is Bolivia?
No, Bolivia.
Costa Rica.
Ladies and gentlemen, I see the flag of Cameroon and Costa Rica.
Ecuador.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. I guess we are under time constraints, and I'm very happy to listen to you, and particularly when you express support. I'm heading towards adoption of these proposals, and so you don't need to be concerned that I will send it back or that we do not agree with it. So for sake of time, I'm looking particularly for those delegations who has concerns. So I am on my list, Cameroon, Costa Rica,
Ecuador.
And Ecuador,
Laos,
and then the list is closed. Monsieur Midi, please keep it short. Cameroon.
Monsieur le Président, merci. Je suis un peu, j'ai regardé le rapport du comité exécutif là et je suis un peu embarrassé par les indications qui nous sont données au paragraphe 91 et 92. Ça ne nous donne aucune orientation pour décider sur la proposition sur les noix brésiliennes. Nous avons également les appréhensions, ces mêmes appréhensions. Nous pensions qu'au moins le comité exécutif aurait pu nous donner des indications, parce que nous n'avons aucune information particulière du comité exécutif ici. Et c'est peut-être le lieu ici d'attirer l'attention sur le comité exécutif, de ne pas nous mettre dans l'embarras. Parce que là, c'est vraiment nous mettre dans l'embarras. Et qu'est-ce qui a été décidé au comité exécutif? Est-ce que le comité exécutif a accepté de nouveaux travaux dans le cadre des noix brésiliennes ou pas? Parce qu'on ne voit pas ça clairement dit. Et dans ce cas, je pense que nous voulons soutenir un peu l'expression qu'a dit le Brésil tout à l'heure, qu'ils sont en train de conduire des études là-dessus et que ces études seront disponibles prochainement. Et nous prenons également note de la conclusion du comité exécutif sur la réduction de l'ocratoxine A de la contamination dans le café, parce que également le café camerounais est sur le marché et nous attendons beaucoup de ce travail. Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, delegation of Cameroon. I draw the attention of the Commission to paragraph 94 of the report of the session of the Executive Committee of last week, that clearly states that the Executive Committee agreed to recommend on the two items mentioned in paragraph 91-92, that are the Brazil nuts, and the paragraph 93, the Code of Practice for Ocratoxin A in coffee. I go to Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nosotros también queremos sumarnos al nuevo trabajo sobre la ocratoxina en el café. Somos un país productor y exportador de este producto y estas nuevas orientaciones nos servirán de base para mejorar nuestros productos en el mercado y ofrecer una mejor calidad e inocuidad del alimento. Igualmente apoyamos el trabajo en relación con el contenido, los niveles máximos de contenido total para las ocratoxinas en las nueces de Brasil. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, delegation of Costa Rica. Ecuador, please.
Gracias, presidente. En la misma línea de los países que me precedieron, deseamos apoyar el trabajo sobre el código de prácticas para prevenir y reducir la contaminación de ocratoxina del café. Ecuador es productor y exportador importante de café. En esa línea apoyamos la realización de este trabajo. Gracias.
Thank you very much. Delegation of Ecuador and finally Laos, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Only on behalf of Laos, the proposal that a code operates for prevention and reduction of ochratoxin A contamination in coffee, Laos PDR is support the elaboration of this proposal that a new work as the code operative will provide additional guidance member country to improve the coffee quality. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your comments. Then the Commission can endorse the proposals listed in Table 1 of our document, starting with the two proposals of the Contaminants Committee, up till and including those as recommended by the Food Labeling Committee. We have basically on the document 12 of aflatoxins in Brazil nuts, reservations from Norway, and on item 13, the code of practice for the prevention and reduction of ochratoxin A in contamination coffee from Switzerland, and we will note that in the report. Thank you very much. Then we move on, ladies and gentlemen, with four precious proposals from the Codex Committee for Fresh Foods and Vegetables. Durian, chili peppers, tree tomato, and a revision of the existing codex standard for avocado. I draw your attention to the interesting discussion we had on those issues in the executive committee. It starts with paragraph 99, and then in paragraph 100, the decision on durian, which is not to endorse this, or not endorse this in the Commission, but to send it back to the Codex Committee for Fruits and Vegetables with a request to reconsider the justification for new work in conformity with the criteria of work priorities applicable to commodities, also in the light of the possibility of potential trade barriers. We felt in the Executive Committee last week that we had insufficient information. And you see a second recommendation also to refer the matter to the CC Asia and ask their views whether this standard, which was proposed as an international standard, can be better taken on board by the CC Asia as a regional standard. Maybe that we concentrate on the standard for durian first. I see the flag of Thailand and of the United Kingdom. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The initiative for the establishment of the Codex Standard for Durian has been proposed by Thailand to the CCFFV for many years. And at the 13th session of the CCFFV, the committee agreed to give priority to the standardization of durian based on the outcome of its deliberation on ongoing work of the committee. And at the 14th session of the committee, agreed to propose to the Commission for the elaboration of new standard on durian as the workload of the committee has been going down and could accommodate new works. Our intention for the proposing the elaboration of standard on durian is to give opportunity for more consumer choice to enjoy varieties of good quality fresh fruit. Durian is one of the tropical fruits with unique aroma and taste and rich in vitamins and minerals. The international and regional market for durian has been strikingly increased over the last 5 years, as shown in document LIM 11. And that is why we propose it to be an international standard. However, recognizing that the new guideline on the application of the criteria of work priority applicable to commodities has just been implemented by the Executive Committee for the first time to streamline the Codex workload and resource constraint. And the primary objective of Codex is to develop international standards including the heavy workload of the CCF Asia. We therefore can accept the recommendation from the Executive Committee to refer back the proposal to the CCFFV only. And if it is not justification for new work, we can wait for a few more years. We expect that the demand of durian consumption will be increased nationally worldwide. And when that time comes, we will resubmit new information to the CCFV for reconsideration again. Thank you.
Thank you, delegation of Thailand. That is quite interesting. The delegation of the United Kingdom, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to provide clarification that, in fact, has already been given. Recognising the importance of work on commodities to developing countries, it is important to draw attention to paragraph 107 of the Executive Committee's report of last week, and in particular those guidelines on the application of the criteria of work priorities. As you and the Thai delegate have indicated, this is not just an issue of whether there's a high level of trade. The importance of this work, of quality standards, is really where there is an actual or potential barrier to trade. As we heard from the opening remarks by the Assistant Director General of the WHO, food safety is of paramount importance. And where safety is not an issue, then clearly it must relate to fairness of trade rather than levels of trade. So this whole business of impediments to trade has to be tackled in any further project proposals. I have one query, Mr. Chairman, and that is on the standard for chili peppers as referred to in paragraph 101 of the Executive Committee report, where there is reference to the fact that some parameters already exist on the strength or pungency of chili peppers. So my question is whether, if work does begin on chili peppers, there will be some duplication of work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, delegation of the United Kingdom, for your observations. Regarding the second one, I will come back to you when we discuss the proposal for chili peppers. Are there further observations regarding durian? If that is not the case, ladies and gentlemen, then I would propose that we do not endorse the proposal for new work on the standard for durian, and maybe that we can slightly amend the recommendation made by the Executive Committee, where it was a referral to the CC Fruit, Fruits and Vegetables, and also to the CC Asia. Listening to the delegation of Thailand, then first of all, I think it would be appropriate to refer the matter back to the Coalition Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables to have a full review of this issue in the light of the new criteria. And when in future it comes back to our table, the delegation of Thailand, we would very much appreciate if you take samples of durian with you to share it with us. It seems to be a very precious food. Oh, not in the plenary halls, says the secretary. Okay. So my proposal to the Commission is to refer the matter back to the Codice Committee for Fresh Fruit and Vegetables for a full review in the light of the new criteria, and I take it that that is acceptable. Thank you. I see the flag of Egypt, please.
Shukran, Sayyid Rais. حسناً كما قلت سيد الرئيس الدوريان بالإضافة أنها قد تكون ثمرة غنية وذات قيمة لكن قد تكون لها قيمة فقط في المنطقة هل لها قيمة معينة في التجارة الخارجية؟ هل لها قيمة معينة في التجارة العالمية؟ نحن في منطقتنا لا نعلم شيئا عن الدوريان، فلست أدري إذا كان هناك أهمية لوضع مواصفة لهذه النوع من الفاكهة أم لا. شكرا سيد رئيس.
Thank you, delegation of Egypt. Precisely for that reason, I asked Thailand to take next time this durian fruit with them. Ladies and gentlemen, for sake of time, let us quickly move over to our next standard. That is the one that is in document 19. That's the standard for chili peppers. The decision of the executive committee, you will find it in paragraph 101, that is to endorse the proposal. But let's say then I will come back to the query just mentioned by the United Kingdom. What about the possibility of duplication of work regarding the pungency or the hotness of the different varieties of chili peppers? We touched upon that quite briefly. It was raised by a member. Mr. Secretary, is there any clarification on this matter to be expected?
So the chair, okay.
Yes, I see the flag of Mexico. Mexico, can you give us a quick lesson on hotness and pungency of sweet chili peppers? Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Referente al estándar al que se hace mención, nosotros tomamos nota para que quede reflejado y que quede reflejado en los trabajos de la norma de chile fresco y no exista trabajo duplicado. Sin embargo, la norma a la que se hizo referencia durante el Comité Ejecutivo es un estándar privado, y lo que nosotros estamos buscando, lo que se busca en el Comité, es un estándar internacional. Gracias.
Thank you, delegation of Mexico, also speaking as chair of the committee. If there are no further observations, then I would propose that we endorse this piece of new work, which seems to be acceptable. Then we move on to the tree tomato. There were no specific comments made in the executive committee. I propose that we endorse this piece of new work. Colombia. I see the flag of Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Simplemente para hacer una aclaración en el anexo, en el alineo 08319, adendo 1, en donde se presenta la norma sobre tomate de árbol, y con el respeto de la delegación de Perú, reclamar los créditos a quien propuso esta norma, que es precisamente Colombia. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, delegation of Colombia. Of Peru, please.
Señor presidente, de acuerdo con lo planteado por Colombia.
Thank you, delegation of Peru. I see no other flags, ladies and gentlemen. Then I propose that we endorse as new piece of work a standard for tree tomato. And then we move on to the next one, the revision of the standard for avocado. No comments made in the executive committee that meant approval. So I propose that we also endorse this piece of new work. And I take it that that is acceptable. Maybe, ladies and gentlemen, at this point in time, to also refer to the general observation made by the delegation of the United Kingdom, specifically pointing to paragraph 107. The executive committee for the first time used these new guidelines and criteria for work priorities applicable to commodities. It was felt that we were there on a steep learning curve. We have reasonably good documents, particularly providing information on volume in trade, but there was a desire to have better information also on the risk of duplication and also particularly to potential impediments in international trade. So I guess that year after year, when the executive committee will consider proposals for new work, also I guess it is quite appropriate to refer to the statements made yesterday by the parent representatives of the parent organizations, the statement made last year in the executive committee, and also the way we discussed it this year in the follow-up of that statement, that the Commission indeed should, the executive committee should exercise stringent priority setting to really get the work focused. So my expectation is that year after year the executive committee becomes more and more demanding in terms of the quality of the project documents for all pieces of new work, and particularly those of the commodity standards.